Canadian Tire Corp. Limited is rolling out a new strategy that will see it invest $2 billion over 4 years to restructure the company for growth, but will also mean the closure of some stores. The True North plan launched Thursday is meant to usher in a new era for the Toronto-based retailer, which also owns Sport Chek, Party City, Mark's and Pro Hockey Life, as it's working to fend off the effects of tariffs the U.S. started applying to Canadian and Chinese goods this week. Canadian Tire said the new plan will move the business away from its holding company model to a more agile organization by aggregating the systems and data it holds across all its banners. The company declined an interview request but positioned the shift as a way to eliminate silos, redundancies, and costly back-office processes. "We will operate more efficiently and go to market more strategically, harnessing our banners and loyalty system to elevate our scale," Canadian Tire CEO Greg Hicks promised in a statement. That quest for operational efficiency will also bring the closure of 17 Atmosphere stores Canadian Tire has deemed incompetitive. 14 of the stores selling apparel and outdoor gear will be relocated to Sport Chek stores in phases throughout 2025. Staff at the Sault Ste. Marie Atmosphere store were unsure if it would be closing. Canadian Tire spokesperson Jocelyn Dosange did not indicate whether any job cuts will stem from the closures, but said in an email that the company is trying to place employees impacted by the changes at other locations as their stores in Western Canada close over the next 4 months. In addition to the closures, Canadian Tire's new plan will see it optimize its Sport Chek portfolio with new concept stores and expand its loyalty program by adding brand partners that issue Canadian Tire money and striving to acquire more Triangle MasterCard holders. It will also carry out up to $400 million in share buybacks, doubling its previously disclosed plans to repurchase $200 million worth. Guiding each part of the strategy will be a restructured leadership team. Susan O'Brien, the company's chief brand and customer officer, will now serve as its chief transformation officer, while TJ Flood, the president of its Canadian Tire retail division, will become its chief operating officer. After a search, Canadian Tire will appoint someone to take the chief commercial officer role. RBC Capital Markets analyst Irene Nattel saw the series of changes as sensible. If properly executed, the result should be closer connection to Canadian Tire's customer base and a more effective approach to procurement and merchandising, in turn driving stronger revenue growth, profitability, she wrote in a note to investors. Thursday's announcement comes weeks after Canadian Tire Corp. signed an almost $1.3 billion deal to sell sportswear company Helly Hansen to Contour Brands, which owns Wrangler, Lee & Rock and Republic. Hicks has also spent time recently warning of the effects of the tariffs. He has said consumers had started to ease up on the frugality they adopted to cope with the economic slowdown, but that progress was likely substantially erased when the U.S. started levying tariff threats. Canadian Tire purchases about 15% of its goods from the U.S. It estimates it could find Canadian suppliers for between 25 and 30% of the items it gets from south of the border. This report by the Canadian Press was first published March 6, 2025. Companies in this story: TSX, CTC, A. Tara Deschamps, The Canadian Press.